Welcome to the Maximize Business Value Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Mastery Partners, where our mission is to equip business owners to maximize business value so they can transition their business on their terms. Our mission was born from the lessons we've learned from over 100 business transactions, which fuels our desire to share our experiences and wisdom so you can succeed. Now here's your host, CEO of Mastery Partners, Tom Bronson.
Hi again, it's Tom Bronson, and welcome to the Maximize Business Value Podcast, where we give practical advice to business owners who are passionate about building long-term, sustainable value in your business. Every business on the planet will eventually transition. I sound like a broken record, but it's going to happen. Wouldn't you rather transition your business by design rather than default? If you're a business owner who really wants to maximize the value of your business and then eventually transition, you found the right podcast. This episode is part of my series from my second book, Maximize Business Value Playbook, 65 specific actions to dramatically increase the value of your business. Today, we're on one of those money chapters, chapter 43, which is find ways to build recurring revenue. The money chapters, of course, if you have a hard copy of the book, are the ones with the dollar signs, and those are the ones that you should really focus on for sure. Great starter. Buyers love predictable revenue, and you should too. The past performance of a business is very important in determining the value of the business. However, buyers are ultimately purchasing future cash flow, not past cash flow. Now, the best way to show predictable future revenue is to convert as much business as possible to recurring revenue. And by the way, a business owner can convert nearly everything into recurring revenue. Let me just give you an example. In 2004, traditional purchase options dominated the restaurant technology industry. Software, hardware, and services were purchased or leased up front. And that's when my business started to experiment with monthly recurring payments. By 2008, we had fully implemented a process to sell software, services, and yes, hardware for a low, convenient monthly payment. Now, admittedly, doing so required us to raise capital to fund the hardware and delay in profitability. We were able to take our business from 4% recurring revenue in 2001 to over 70% recurring revenue when we sold that business in 2018. Now, trust me, the buyer loved it. It also turned out that we were on the bleeding edge because now nearly every restaurant technology is purchased via a recurring model. Converting revenue streams to recurring revenue is tricky, but it is eminently doable for most revenue models. It may require a lot of creativity, but believe me, it is worth the effort. And if you can find a way to create recurring revenue or even reoccurring revenue in your business, then it will become more attractive and more valuable in the eyes of a buyer. My three actions today are, number one, find ways to convert business to recurring revenue. What a shocker. Number two, attract buyers through indicators of future performance, which is that recurring revenue that's not going away. And number three, for more information on recurring revenue, visit our website, masterypartners.com, and download the free ebook on recurring revenue. Next week, we're going to talk about differentiating your product or service. This is the Maximize Business Value Podcast, where we give practical advice to business owners on how to build long-term sustainable value in your business. If this is the first time you've heard our podcast, like it and subscribe, because there's over 200 episodes just waiting, packed with information, waiting to be downloaded. And if you happen to have listened to this when it first came out in early 2024, then be sure to register for the Business Transition Summit on May 7th, 2024 at the amazing Schwab headquarters facility in Westlake, Texas. This is a great opportunity to network with like-minded business owners, learn from world-class speakers, and work on your business rather than in your business for just one day. And I'll even give you a discount to do that. If you reach out to us, I'll give you a discount code and you can register today at businesstransitionssummit.com. So until next time, I'm Tom Bronson, reminding you to pick one thing, and this one will be a really fantastic one to pick, but pick one thing to dramatically improve the value of your business and do it today so you too can maximize business value.
Thank you for tuning into the Maximize Business Value podcast with Tom Bronson. This podcast is brought to you by Mastery Partners, where our mission is to equip business owners to maximize business value so they can transition on their terms. Learn more on how to build long-term sustainable business value and get free value-building tools by visiting our website, www.masterypartners.com. That's master with a Y, masterypartners.com. Check it out.
That was perfect. I wouldn't make any changes on that.